This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Somalia is, and has been for more than 20 years now, a failed state. There's no real functioning government there. There's no economy to speak of. So what keeps it going? Well, if you said foreign aid, you'd be wrong. It's remittances, money sent home from relatives abroad, mostly here, which is why it's very bad news for Somalia that the last American bank that handled those remittances stopped handling them last month. So now what happens? Marketplace's Scott Tong was in the Horn of Africa for us back in 2011. He went through his tape and he filed this report.
In the famine of 2011, even as 260,000 people were dying, money was still changing hands in the refugee camp. One man from Mogadishu set up a thriving little shop.
I sell sugar and milk, also books, batteries, and candy.
Parents still paid for their kids to attend religious school and recite scripture. A lot of the money that kept people afloat came from relatives abroad, remittances, from London, Minneapolis, Virginia. Laura Hammond is an East Africa scholar at the University of London School of Oriental and African Studies.
They were able to help their relatives in ways that the larger organizations weren't able to, because they could send money in 5 minutes from Minneapolis to Baidoa.
Here's how it works. Say you live in the Twin Cities. You drop, say, $200 at a money transfer store, and that store calls its affiliate in East Africa.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And almost instantly, the receiver gets paid. It's in advance. Now, on the back end, the actual money travels there through a bank, or used to travel. American and British banks no longer do this.
Banks have decided to exit relationships in high-risk jurisdictions.
That's bank consultant Dennis Lormel.
It's just not worth it to them. The benefit certainly doesn't meet the risk of doing business.
The key word is risk. The banks fear terror groups like Al-Shabaab in Somalia use remittances to fund their activity. And the banks fear getting busted for aiding and abetting. Lormel says the regulators are now on high alert. 3 years ago, the megabank HSBC was fined a whopping $2 billion for assisting drug lords and so-called rogue nations. And in Somalia, the reality is that some money does leak out to Al-Shabaab. Our Somali store owner explains one way the group taxes the economy.
They come to your shop and check out your items. Then they decide how much you will pay. If you're a big businessman, they'll charge you more. In Mogadishu, my tax was 50%.
It's hard to know how much Al-Shabaab gets directly from remittances. Most people assume the vast majority of transfers are relative to relative. Every year, the diaspora sends an estimated $2 billion, says East Africa scholar Laura Hammond.
In the survey work that we did in northern Somalia, about one-third of our recipients said that without remittance support, they would be unable to meet their basic food needs.
So now, with remittances stalled, will more Somalis die? Maybe not, because some of the money is still flowing underground. It's an open secret that wads of cash are hand-carried across borders. Non-armored trucks are delivering it, and there are likely more creative ways.
That's really the biggest fear, is that this will force people to engage in illegal activity. Because ultimately, if people need to choose between letting their family have enough food to eat or breaking the law, I'm afraid they'll choose to break the law.
So what's wrong with that? Well, if you take the banks out of these transfers, you take out the tracking, the transparency. And that invites terrorist money launderers, says bank consultant Lormel. He's also a former FBI special agent.
If I'm a bad guy, I'm going to be more inclined to want to move money through those guys. The knowledge that it's less likely that my activity can be traced is obviously a benefit.
So all this well-intentioned bank oversight may be backfiring. Now, there is a pilot program that hopes to bring the banks back in to the above-board remittances. As for Somalis, well, the vital remittance safety net seems to be fraying for now. And the question is, will it still be there when the next drought inevitably comes? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.